This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Health experts now have a specific reference to the latest deadly strain of coronavirus. VOA's Mariama Diallo explains.
A new name for the coronavirus that so far has killed more than 1,000 people and infected more than 43,000 worldwide, mostly in China.
Having a name matters to prevent the use of other names that can be inaccurate or stigmatizing.
It's called COVID-19. The World Health Organization says it selected a name that didn't refer to a specific geographical location, animal, an individual, or group of people. Meanwhile, as additional cases are confirmed in China and elsewhere, the global community is having a tough time keeping up with the virus. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
And the two top health officials in central China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, have been removed from their post. The firings come a day after another 103 deaths were reported in Hubei province, where millions remain under lockdown and people are complaining of food shortages. The U.S. attorneys involved in the prosecution of President Donald Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone resigned after the Justice Department withdrew their sentencing recommendation. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has an early lead in the New Hampshire Democratic primary, the first primary of the 2020 presidential race. A former South Bend, Indiana mayor, Pete Buttigieg, comes in second. Minnesota Senator A.B. Klobuchar is in third. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren comes in fourth. The rest of the fields trailing the top four candidates. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang's campaign has been suspended, and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has also ended his presidency. This is